How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they advocate. I'm easy back to me.
Rick Adams is on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back now. Rick Adams with you tonight. And we thank you once again for your patronage, for your support, at least in prayer and certainly in fellowship in these trying times. But yet these are, as one man said, the worst of times and the best of times. Once again today, you know, I opened up the scriptures and just opened it absolutely, you know, arbitrarily. And, well, it opened up to actually the prophet Jeremiah 42 and 43. And in 43, of course, we see Jeremiah taking his ministry to whom? To whom? The remnant in Egypt, in bondage. Under bondage. Now, that's significant. In 43, if you will read it, you know, you will read in 43, verse 1, that it came to pass that when Jeremiah had come to an end of his speech, so to speak, unto all of the people, that the words of the Lord their God, to which the Lord himself had made them seem him to actually appear before them, and which the Lord himself, God himself, had sent him, Jeremiah, to them, even all of those words that he spoke. And if you follow up in verse 2 and onward, you will read the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say. And Jeremiah is speaking to the remnant, the few actually who remained faithful to the Lord, who were in bondage, just as all of the others were in Judah. And yet these few would not succumb. They would not bow the knee. And I thought about today. I thought about the times in which we live and how Jeremiah was facing the same kind of tyranny. He was facing the same kind of Nebuchadnezzar, Babylonian captivity, and yet he knew that he had to be faithful to God in telling his people, telling us today the same thing. And though our numbers be few, and their numbers, the enemy's numbers, are great, we will win. And he, God, is mightier than all, and he will take them down even as quickly as the lawnmower takes down the grass, as we're told. When the wicked shall prosper, fear not, because they shall be taken down just as the grass. And that is a comforting thought, folks, as we begin tonight's program, that you need not seek any earthly refuge, any humanistic ideology or philosophy or positive mental attitude or positive thinking, but seek him in his truth and in his word without anything of yourself before him. No ego, no pride. And just come before him. And if you do that faithfully, he will be faithful to you. All right. Words of wisdom from Jeremiah. I will return with the latest on the satanic Kenite disarmament move in America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Yes, we're back, folks, to begin right now. And, you know, I did want to give you a portion in just a little bit of the video, and you will hear the audio of a Cuban exile as he is testifying before legislature on this whole business of communism and gun grabbing. Now, this man gave quite a moving testimony. You will hear some of it in just a little bit. He is a Holocaust survivor, a communist Holocaust survivor. He's blasting Salem gun grabbers right there in Salem, Mass., where he's telling them how it is under communism there and how it is becoming that here. So I want to save that for a little bit. But it's very urgent and very important that you get a grip on this momentum now that has picked up in the Congress and what they call the Congress. I call it the Knesset. But in any event, the Senate part of the Knesset in Washington has begun this process where you have a handful of Republicans, Rand Paul, Cruz, and Marco Rubio, and a few others, who are, basically manning the fort right now. I guess even Quick Draw McCain is feeling a lot of pressure at home in Arizona and saying, what's the harm in debate? What's the harm in filibustering this? And let the American public know where we stand, so says John McCain. Well, anyway, the whole business of what has taken place today, Wednesday, is quite indicative of the lightning speed with which this so-called promise group, the Sandy Nook, I call it, Sandy Snook Promise Group, which, of course, is almost entirely Jewish-Israeli, as we've been seeing all day in media reports, the same cast of characters we've exposed on this program, naturally is pushing this agenda with a lot of big money behind them. And they're not telling us where all of the money is coming from, but you've got a pretty good idea. And don't forget the donations that were grabbed up, supposedly on behalf of children, which were being sent to the captive land of Palestine to aid the complete conquest of that land, and then some of that in proceeds undoubtedly being used here in America with the Hollywood moguls attempting to buy and frighten and intimidate members of the Senate, okay? So, the latest we have was, as of hours ago, was that Senators Joe Manchin from West Virginia and, of course, Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania, another great Republican compromiser, have reached a deal allowing for the federal government to impose background checks. Can you imagine? Background checks on gun sales online and at gun shows. This is what they call a compromise. And the so-called agreement, reportedly reached last night, would also include exemption for gun sales between family members and, of course, between those privately held amongst their families. So that the foot in the door is just the beginning. We know, and they've said it. They've said it. You know, we've seen it from Heslin, the teary-eyed father of this child that supposedly was killed at Sandy Hook, and a host of others, the Wheelers, and so forth, all before these congressional panels, crying their eyes out with their fake tears and telling us we have to do something. Also, making it important to note that we intend to use this as the camel's nose under the tent. That's why I told you right from the get-go. I said, many people probably think it sounds reasonable to have a little compromise, to have just an eensy-beensy-teensy-weensy little compromise on the Second Amendment, on the Constitution, on the Fourth Amendment, by the way, and other amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, to protect and secure your liberty. Just a little here and a little there, and before you know it, they got the whole thing. Well, anyway, some sections of this deal were reportedly passed along to the NRA, which has, as you know, been lobbying pretty strongly against most of these bills, not strongly enough as far as some are concerned, yet they have been, doing, I suppose, as best as they can under the circumstances against big money, against Jewish money, against the Bloomberg dynasty, the Soros money, and so on, to lobby against all of the portions of this bill which absolutely are nonsensical and totally without foundation in logic or law, obviously. The announcement, came after these Senate Democrats, Harry Reid, the swindler from Nevada, and a company managed to push the issue on the Republicans and basically say, we're not going to have a filibuster on this, despite the protestations of even Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul and so on and so forth. But be that as it may, folks, be that as it may, the thing that we need to understand now, no matter what agreement, what compromise they have reached, it matters not. It matters not. Because that foot is in the door, and this man in the White House, this little tiny minion of the New World Order, run by the synagogue of Satan, is planning to continue to expand executive decrees, essentially ripping up what is left of that Constitution. Remember, George Bush started it. George Bush started it after 9/11. Don't read the bill, pass it. don't do as I do. Do as I say. And so the fact of the matter is now that we are seeing the galvanization of many people, constituents, angry. People that don't even own firearms, angry. People that don't even have an interest in seeing any kind of gun in their family, their home, getting alarmed to the point where they're pushing these senators in these states, these Republican senators, to get enough votes, 60 votes, to filibuster this issue. Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, you know, Marco Rubio, and Johnson, Wisconsin, and so on and so forth, to push the filibuster to the point where there is a blockade, there is a barrier put up to this inane legislation, so that it does become an issue which will be shot down by the Senate. We want to make it official. We will not take an incident, as phony as it was, in December, and use that phony issue, that false issue, to propel us to seize what is left of our Constitution. We ain't going to do it. We're not going to allow it. And if, in fact, it comes to pass, we are going to do what it takes to resist all tyranny, as Jeremiah did, as Isaiah did, and, in fact, as the apostles themselves did. When it comes to interfering with our most basic God-given rights and freedoms, and first and foremost of them is the right to worship Him freely, and that Second Amendment is what guarantees that freedom of expression, that freedom of speech, that freedom to pray, we're not going to allow anybody to take our liberties away. No matter what happens, we will die on our feet rather than live on our knees. Now, in my state, this little tiny socialist state of Rhode Island, we have an attorney general, of course, who is, you know, an ex-cop himself, multi-pensioned, by the way, who does receive quite a bit of money each month from the pensions that he has accumulated working for government. These people usually never do work in the private sector. He's not the worst attorney general by a long shot, but certainly he is playing ball. We have a testimony today on a bill to divest in companies or businesses that do business in Iran, can you imagine? Which, of course, the attorney general is all wholeheartedly in favor of because his political soothsayers tell him, if you don't do what the Jews want, Peter, you're not going to go anywhere in the future. Well, I got news for him. If he does what they ask him to do, as he's been doing, he is going to go somewhere, but not politically. So the General Assembly here in my state and the Attorney General, Peter Kilmartin, have released the text of their gun control bills, some 9 of them, that have been introduced in the legislature. And, of course, we have a homosexual, Gordon Fox is his name, as Speaker of the House, and quite frankly, his behavior does far more damage to the health and safety of our people, particularly children, than anything that could emanate from the barrel of a gun. We have him, we have the Senate President, Teresa Weed, and a host of others that are trying to push through a panoply of issues, of controls, either on mental health or gun legislation that would, affect the possession of firearms by a minor, the sale of any weapon that is classified totally without any kind of proper nomenclature as an assault weapon, the alteration of identifying remarks on firearms, assault weapons bans, carrying stolen firearms when committing a crime, and so on and so forth. Now, some of those are not ridiculously insane. Nevertheless, the issue, folks, has emanated from this phony incident where we saw us being snooked, or snookered, at Sandy Hook. We'll come right back with that audio in just a moment.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com. Now, more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit.
1-877-605-9200. Yeah, we're back, folks. This hour, every night, weeknights, right here on RBN. Came up with a little slogan. I don't know if I should say it on the air, but why not? Why not? It's a little promo. You know, it's been going through my head. And, you know, it has to do with listening to Rick Adams at night, the most hated man in broadcasting history. Now you can join in on the hate weeknights from 9 to 10 on RBN. It's 9 to 10 Eastern Time. Well, anyway, I like to think of myself as probably the most hated man in broadcasting history. I know I certainly was on the local scene, and for good reason. You know, if you're hated by men, and particularly men of corrupt and vain thoughts, men who seek power and control at your expense, then you must be doing something right. Here's a man here that gives testimony on gun control, who lived under gun control, who survived under gun control, testifying against gun controls and gun confiscation. Let's listen to a little bit of what he has to say in his testimony.
My name is Manuel Martinez, born in Cuba. American citizen for more than 40 years. I oppose any manipulation, any regulation, elimination, or disturb of the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. in 1959. A revolution with individuals, malicious individuals, masquerading as Democrats, revolutionaries, established a regime, a dictatorial regime in my nation, called communism, socialism, Stalinism, Marxism, and whatever the name ism you want to put it. The reason was done to take away the guns from the people, the right of the people to wear guns. That is a God-given right. It's not given by anybody. It's not given by any group. It's the same thing as freedom, which is a God-given right, and no one, absolutely no one, has the authority to take it away. This is to defend the Second Amendment and my God-given rights of freedom will cease only with my death. I've been through it. I've been there. You people don't know what freedom is because you never lost it. You haven't been the tortures. You haven't been the assassinations. You haven't been mothers begging for the life of their son not to be killed because the only reason they want is to be free. And they kill the mothers and they kill the son. So my way to protest, the way to oppose, is because if we are tangling with the Second Amendment, we are open the same way that Cuba was open for communism, China, Poland, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Venezuela, on and on. A dictatorial regime that will destroy this country in the same way that destroyed these ones, those ones that I mentioned to you. Gun control, do not protect anybody. Don't protect the citizens. Don't protect the people. Sense. The only reason for the gun control is the government to protect from them citizens. In that way, the government can vassalage, manipulate the people and subjugate them. That's what happened in Cuba for 52 years, 54. I came here for freedom. At the time I came here was different. This country opened the arm for me. I couldn't get it in Cuba. And they opened the arm for me. I probably wouldn't get it here today. I hope that I get clear with you and you understand my point of view. I think that's conclude my testimony.
Well, what do you think? Here's a man who knows whereof he speaks. And Mr. Rodriguez can speak from personal experience. What legislator in your neck of the woods, in my neck of the woods, has ever had to come out of a death camp, to come out as a survivor, under communism, under the hammer and sickle, under this Masonic, Judaic, Talmudic, Antichrist system, and come here to America for freedom, only to find the very same forces here that were at home in Cuba. I'm talking to you straight and plain, folks. How dumb can we get? How blind can we get? Well, Jeremiah saw it, didn't he? Isaiah saw it. This is God at work, you know. Nebuchadnezzar, my servant, folks. We shall be victorious with him. We'll come right back. These senators are rascals, I'm telling you. Let's come back to them.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
So these big, great men and a couple of ladies in Senate times, in the Senate, yeah, the Roman Senate, you know, are Democrats, Republican compromisers like the Toomeys of Pennsylvania and so forth, and they respond to the moneyed interests, not to the American public, and they think they can offer a compromise with our freedom, don't they, huh?
Senator Muscovy, how did you get into office? It was because of my men, village by village, that you got 250,000 ballots. I got you in yesterday, and I can get you out tomorrow.
Did you hear that? We control you, gentlemen and ladies. We are the ones that put you in, and we can take you out. You know, all these Contract with America people, all of these big brave souls, you know, the Newt Gingriches that sold out in the 80s and 90s, and a host of others that I can think of, the New Right, as they call themselves, the so-called New Right, the various political action committees, Nick Pack, Terry Dolan, and a host of others, they came down the pike, grabbed your money. Every single week they'd ask for another donation. They kept 90%. They gave 10% to the people like Pat Toomey. People like Pat Toomey that are willing to sell out, willing to compromise on this issue. What else are they willing to compromise on? How about aid to Israel, huh? How about the support for the racist state of Israel, which is waging war against not only an unarmed populace, but against America, who they wish to disarm. What could be more treasonous than that? What could be more lecherous than that, when you think about it? Last night, I read to you this letter up online, The Arrogance of a Banker. And this banker, international bankster-gangster, says goodbye. Goodbye to you and your freedom. And those of you kept calling in, I know a number of you wanted it, and you wanted the link, quite a few of you. I'm going to repeat it for you now, okay? So and if there's any problem, we have it up on our Skype line, and Dan can give it to you in case you need to go to that link and you can't remember or you can't write fast enough. I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you in just about 30 seconds or so. So just get your paper and your pencil or your keyboard and just put it down where you can see it and you can find it. If you want to read it for yourself and share it with others, you certainly can do that. It is, of course, http://// and then the words VidRebel, VidRebel, one word, VidRebel, .wordpress.com, /, 2011, numerically, 2011, /, 04, /, 28, /, arrogance, -of-a-banker. And there you have it. And it should pop right up. I bring that up again because not only the fact that many of you have written about it and you like to hear more about it and share it with others, but also for the reason that, as I've stated each and every night this week on this program, cannot impress upon you quite enough the seriousness of the hour. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to tell you that I'm not concerned really about everybody. I'm not concerned about the ne'er-do-well, the slothful, the degenerate, the lazy, the shiftless, the spineless, the jellyfish out there who are getting exactly what they deserve. I really am not. I am concerned about a people, God's people. I'm concerned about the elect. I'm concerned about your family, my family, and friends that I want to see be able to be protected in these days ahead. And now the best protection I can always rely on in my life, in my own existence, is Him Himself. Capital H, capital I, capital M. Because no matter what weapons, no matter what weapons are developed to attack you, no drone can attack you. No butterfly can fly on you and kill you. There's no hummingbird that can zero in on you and get you when you least expect it. You are protected 24/7 every day of the year. If, in fact, you have that shield of protection, you see? You remember on the TV series Lost in Space, there was this thing called the force field. And it protected the ship, it protected the people, except on rare occasions, from virtually any kind of penetration, virtually any kind of alien, any kind of demon. And that was the whole purpose of it, obviously. The force field, the protection. And that force field is Christ. He is Yeshua Messiah, and He can do it. He can do it for you, as He's done it for many of us. Now, I'm not telling you that you may not have to give your life, or I might not have to give mine. If that's what He calls for, you know, so be it. Amen. You know, I mean, I'm not afraid of it. In fact, I really and truly look forward to it. But many of you are frightened. Many of you are terrified. And yet you think that by remaining anonymous, by not calling a show, by not participating, that somehow you're going to escape all of this. Somehow you are going to be protected. Well, unfortunately, Alice in Wonderland believed the same. And what happened to Little Red Riding Hood? Merrily, merrily she went along until the big bad wolf came and snatched her. Huh? Folks, the big bad wolf is here. And we are literally that Little Red Riding Hood being attacked, not as a wolf, but remember, as a friend. The big bad wolf comes in disguise, doesn't he? Yeah. And that's the reason they hate this program, and they hate the truth, because it blows their cover, it exposes them, it reduces them to a minuscule amount of amoebic cell matter, with no force field, with no protection, only fear. And they do fear us. They fear the truth because they fear God. Satan himself fears, and he trembles, and says in the scriptures. And he knows that scripture better than anybody. That's for darn sure. He can use it, twist it. He can recite scripture like you wouldn't know. Every single day people recite scripture. Every single day Satan recites it to influence the way people think. But remember, I come in the volume of the book, Jesus said. Not a verse here, not a verse there. It's the whole book. Get to know him. And the only way you can do it is getting into it with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. So now, no matter what they do around the world today, no matter what plans and traps they have laid for us, vis-a-vis international conflict, war, famine, pestilence, you know that you can be protected and you can actually win against them. And God can do it. He can do it. He could take Elijah and he could take him out of his death wish, make him of use to him, and then feed him when there is no food. Amazing. Amazing. People can starve in a city with supermarkets and you can be fed no matter where you are. If you don't believe that, then you don't have the protection. If you believe it and you've seen it in your life, as I have in mine, then you have some protection, my friends. The greatest protection you can have. And that's why Sandy Hook is the latest adventure in this campaign of Satan and his children in Jerusalem to bring about their total annihilation of liberty worldwide. You see, this young man from Cuba, he knows firsthand what the United States did in betraying Cuba to Castro and the communists. And who was behind Castro? And who brought him about? You see, the New York Times was propagandizing in the 50s via the pen of Herbert Matthews, telling us what a sweet chap Fidel Castro and his band of guerrillas were. They were telling us, of course, how bad others were. How bad Chiang Kai-shek was, and he had some problem, no doubt. But that Chiang Kai-shek was the worst piece of trash on the face of the earth. I remember one college professor teaching me that in his so-called history classes and telling us he was a dirty, dictatorial, no good, miserable bastard, he'd say, you know? And what did you think of Mao Zedong? Oh, well, he was an agrarian reformer. I see. And this is history? You call it history? Hogwash. Hogwash. That's what it is. Well, of course, his name was Kellner, and he was a Jew, and he was teaching lies. He was teaching the lies of Morrow and Fred Friendly and a host of others. The New York Times that demonizes the Iranian people on a daily basis, demonize Ahmadinejad, demonizes the Ayatollah, tells us how great, how great a man Bibi Netanyahu really is. He's a moderate, you know, compared to those on the extreme, extreme right and those on the far left. He only wants what's best for Israel and all of that region. And the communist Chinese dictatorship and the new little puppet in North Korea, well, we can live with them. But Iran must receive that punch in the eye, that black eye. Even as they were telling us how great Castro was in Cuba, right up until he came to power and was installed under the Eisenhower Marxist regime, they were telling us how bad all of these others were. Cardinal Menzenti, of course, in Hungary, was a terrible man. He was a Nazi because he opposed communism and sought and received immunity, diplomatic immunity, in the embassies. He lived there for a long time. Cardinal Menzenti of the Catholic Church, a host of others who opposed communism, were vilified. They were smeared by the Jewish media moguls, whereas the communist puppets of them were blessed. They were given a halo over their head. So you see now how the media have brainwashed all of us with psychops and psychological conditioning and propaganda? My friends, it is so seducing, it is so powerful, it defies imagination. It defies imagination. The average mind of the average soul on this planet cannot conceive of a race so vile, so corrupt and so plotting as this. And yet Jesus identified them. He said, ye are a race of vipers, forces of darkness, and you come from the power of your Father, and you do his work. And that's what they do today, folks. They do it better than anyone else. Now, can we say the same of our people? I doubt it. Can we say the same of the Adamic Jacobite people and the other races that are exposing this evil that do their darndest? But they don't give their all for God. They don't give their all for Him. I told you long ago, when push comes to shove, how many people will be there? How many people will be there in the end to defend us? I dare say very few. How many were there to stand it out when Jesus was being murdered, crucified by the sons of Cain, using the Romans to do their dirty work? Very few. Very few were there, folks. Only a handful. Because talk is cheap. Action speaks louder. Action speaks louder than words. Now you have no more excuse to know. As one man put it many years ago, you know, Satan has many dedicated followers and they will give their lives. These communists gave their lives for the cause of communism. For the cause of communism, knowing that there was, in their hearts, nothing to gain for it except the future generations enslaved. No eternal life, no afterlife, no reward. Now, if you were accused of being a Christian and you were brought before a panel, a jury, a FISA panel, and you were about to be convicted, what would you plead? What would your plea be? Would it be for Christ? Or would it be, no, sir, I am not a Christian. I'm not one of them. Please forgive me. I don't want to be one of them. I won't serve God. No, I want you to spare my life. You know, it will come to that. Don't think it won't. It will come to that. Make no mistake about it. At some point. Maybe sooner than later. The comfort zone is fast evaporating, friends. I will take a call or two after the break. I want to remind you again, and many of my listeners keep telling me, please keep repeating the web address to drkaysnodisinfo.com so we can see the truth about this Sandy hoax. Hooked and snookered, by Sandy Hook. Read about the Bricknell family and their false flag operation. The fake Adam Lanza school ID confirmed. The 60 Minutes propaganda. The leading of questions by Scott Pelley. And others who are hell-bent, literally, on imposing an agenda. A Jewish agenda. A Zionist Jewish Kabbalistic agenda upon our nation and the world. They have to take us first, folks. Read about it on www.nodisinfo, one word, nodisinfo.com. We want this to go viral around the globe, reaching millions until we shatter that lie. All right, I'll come back, take a call. 800-313-9443, Rick Adams Uncensored.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You see, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
Well, we're back now, folks, in the last 5 minutes of tonight's program. Let me go right to the phone to take a call from Frank, who hasn't really had a lot of time in the last couple of nights, but let me give him a chance. Hello, Frank. Welcome.
Well, I appreciate the time. I I heard you talking about, I wasn't sure if there were any, I really wasn't going to call in because I like to give other people time to call in and whatnot, but it sounded like you were saying that people were scared to call in, so...
I didn't mean necessarily our people here. I mean, generally, in general, it's true that there are people who don't wish to have their voices identified on the air. They think that they can listen to us, and that's not traceable or trackable, and they can get on the phone and gab all day long about these things, but somehow they're exempt, and they're not going to be tracked or traced or enslaved with others. You see, that was my point. They think they can escape it. Yep.
I see. Well, I've been fortunate enough to listen to your show the past three nights, and as far as what you were speaking of tonight and Monday night, here's what I wanted to say. You know, it's never occurred to me thus far that under any circumstances would I ever allow myself to be disarmed. So I don't know what they're thinking, but I mean, I have a clue about what's going on. I work very hard to get a clue. And a clue about who's behind it. I see who is predominantly behind this agenda to disarm me. And those same people I found out are the people behind everything else. You know, they're tearing all this down long before I was born. But everything that I care about in this world, all my ideals, everything, and without those things, I have no reason to live in this world anyway. So why would I disarm? I mean, why would I shut up about what's going on or who is behind it? This is really, you know, I mean, it sounds cliche, but we are very late in the game, and I don't know who they are for sure, but I do know that the people behind all of this agenda, all the tentacles, all these conspiracies, they do call themselves Jews. I can say that with 100% certainty. Mm-hmm. I've done it. I wouldn't say it. I'd be scared to say it. I'd be scared. Mm-hmm. I'd be struck down by God if I was lying or if I didn't have exact proof. But in order for this anti-human agenda to go on, what we see going on all around us today, there are a lot of Jews out there, probably some of them are listening right now, who turn their heads. Maybe they're not directly involved, but they are culpable, and they are traitors to the American people, and not just the ones directly doing the work. This goes on day in and day out, generation upon generation. This has been going on, and I do not let any individual or other group, that aren't Jewish off the hook either. I hold them accountable, and there's a lot of people out there that are not Jewish that are in on this too.
They're worse than them because they are the enablers, Frank, you see?
Right.
There's a lot of people in the Senate. There's the John McCains in the Senate. There's the Pat Toomeys in the Senate. There's a host of them in the House that will go along because of their own political fortunes. They want to live politically, not eternally. They think this is the here and now. God help them on judgment.
And also, let's not forget, many of them, whatever you think of these individuals out there, like Robert Merritt, who was a confidential informant for decades in the United States, and I believe he was working for Jewish interests, too, by the way, Mossad, these people are compromised. These John McCains and all these other people,
they are, you're right.
And the South Carolina guy, what's his name? Lindsey Graham? That guy is a known homosexual. He has compromised a lot of these people.
You're right. You hit the nail on the head three nights in a row, Frank. You really made my day. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your support. Thanks for your calls, all of you, your emails. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow night. Rick Adams, good night, everyone.